Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to still another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. Coming up, Billie Holiday, Glenn Miller, Michael Bublé, the Spitfire Band, and many more. So stick around. Now to get us started, we're going to be hearing the likes of that wonderful Doris Day. We'll have Mel Torme. And right now, it's Benny Goodman and Don't Be That Way.
Thank you. should care. I should go around weeping. I should care. I should go without sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well. But for a dream or two, but then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep. Oh, I should care. I should let it upset me. I should care, but it just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you, but I should care, and I do. Should care, and I do.
The lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's when the Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning, Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Bye, I'll buy you this and that. You hear a daddy saying, and baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day.
America's Sweetheart, also Cincinnati's Sweetheart, Doris Day, backed up by Harry James and his orchestra. Great song called Lullaby of Broadway. Written by Al Dubin, Harry Warren, back in 1935, was on a Dick Powell movie about that year called Gold Diggers of Broadway. Before that, Mel Torme with Marty Paich's orchestra and a Sammy Kahn tune from 1945 called, a good one, called I Should Care. And we started with Benny Goodman at the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert, 1938 at Carnegie Hall, his famous rendition of Don't Be That Way. Solos in there by Benny Goodman and Gene Krupa. Well, it was on this week. This was the anniversary of the birth of Lyman Frank Baum, who was born May 15, 1856. He grew up as a newspaperman and author of one of the most famous children's stories in recent history. Lyman Baum wrote The Wonderful Wizard of Oz and also a series of Oz books, but this was the most famous. He also adapted the story into a musical play, which became the basis of a 1939 MGM musical, which you've probably seen a dozen times or more, called The Wizard of Oz, starring Judy Garland, Margaret Hamilton, Ray Bolger, Jack Haley, Burt Lahr, Frank Morgan, and Billy Burke, among others. The film, a classic, was nominated for 6 Academy Awards and won 2 for Best Song, Over the Rainbow, which we played on this show last week, and also for Best Score. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. We have a lot more swing left. Coming up, it'll be the Spitfire Band. We'll have Ella Fitzgerald. Right now, it's Bobby Darin, and This Nearly Was Mine.
One dream in my heart, one love to be living for, one love to be living for. This nearly was mine. One girl for my dream, one partner in paradise. Just one promise of paradise. This nearly was mine. Close to my heart she came, only to fly away. Only to fly. Still saying that paradise once nearly was, this really was, this could have been, and I know it should have been, this nearly was mine.
I've flown around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain. The North Pole I have charted, but can't get started with you. Get no place for you. for a sight of you dream, both day and night of you. So short in England, I'm presented at court. But you've got me down on it, 'cause I can't get started with you. So supreme, lyrics I write of you scheme, just for a sight of you dream, both day and night of you. And what good does it do in 1929? Sure.
Oh, my goodness. The Spitfire Band and Baubles, Bangles, and Beads from Kismet from 1953. Other renditions of this were done by Peggy Lee, and you may remember one by the Kirby Stone Four. We heard from Ella Fitzgerald, backed up so well by Nelson Riddle with an Ira Gershwin Vernon Duke tune from 1935 called I Can't Get Started. This was On the Hit Parade in 1936 by Hal Kemp, and you may remember even better the Bunny Berrigan version of this, which got on the hit parade in 1938. And we heard from Bobby Darin and a song called This Nearly Was Mine, a Rodgers and Hammerstein tone from 1949, music from South Pacific. And Bobby Darin was born on this week back in 1936. He's had a great career. We play him frequently here. Unfortunately, he died all too young, December 20th of 1973. And it was on this week back in 1897 that a statue of George Washington was unveiled in Philadelphia. Now, to commemorate the occasion, John Philip Sousa's march, The Stars and Stripes Forever, was performed. This was the first public appearance for Sousa's march and for the President of the United States, William McKinley, who happened to be in the audience. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Getting back to music, we have Michael Bublé coming up. It'll be Glenn Miller and Little Brown Jug. Right now, it's Billie Holiday and Blue Moon.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue Moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Without a love of my own.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. Still the days, those lonely days go on and on. But guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind.
That's the great Michael Bublé in a song called Summer Wind, written in 1966 by Johnny Mercer. Before that, it was Glenn Miller and his standard Little Brown Jug, so good. And Billie Holiday was here with a Rodgers and Hart tune from 1934 called Blue Moon. This song on the hit parade five times between 1935 and 1949. Well, it was, speaking of Glenn Miller, it was on this week back in 1939 that the Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle, New York, was the scene of a memorable dual network radio broadcast for Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Both NBC and Mutual carried the event, which was attended by 1,800 people in the casino ballroom. I'm Bill Cartwright, and coming up, we have some great stuff. It'll be Keeley Smith. We'll have Paul Anka. Right now, Rosemary Clooney, Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, and You Took Advantage of Me.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You've made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my just a babe in arms where you're concerned. Lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Took advantage of me. Yes, you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. Lock the doors, call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Yes, you took advantage of me. Oh, you took advantage of me.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. Silent prayer for the faith departed. I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice, I'll shout it out loud. It's my life, and it's now or never. Ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life, my heart's an open highway. Frank said it, I did it my way. Just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life. For the ones who stood their ground, Tommy and Gina who never backed down. Tomorrow's getting harder, make no mistake. Luck ain't enough, you gotta make your own breaks. It's my life, and it's now or never. Ain't gonna live forever. Just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life, my heart's an open highway. Frank said he did it my way. I wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life. Stand tall when they're calling you out. Don't bend, don't break, baby, don't break down. It's my life, and it's now or never. Ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life, and it's an open highway. Frank said he did it my way. Just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life,
and it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. Just wanna live while I'm alive. Just wanna live while I'm alive. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life.
Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt this, my dear, can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I've dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt this, my dear, can't remember when.
My goodness, she can certainly belt out a song, can't she? Keeley Smith, backed up by Nelson Riddle. A Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein tune from 1945 called It's Been a Long, Long Time. You may recall the most popular version of this was, long time ago, was Harry James with Kitty Callan on vocal. We heard from Paul Anka with the Hamilton Clayton Jazz Orchestra, a song from 1965 called It's My Life. And Rosemary Clooney started us off with Nelson Riddle's orchestra, and the song was You Took Advantage of Me. Rodgers and Hart tune from 1928 was in a film with Judy Garland called A Star Is Born. Well, as you jog around the block today, think of Mormon pioneer William Clayton. So it was on this day that he got tired of counting the revolutions of a rag tied in the spoke of a wagon wheel to figure out how many miles he had traveled. So while crossing the plains, now this is back in 1847, folks, he invented the odometer. And on this week back in 1985, Tony Perez became the oldest Major League Baseball player to hit a Grand Slam home run. Perez hit the Grand Slam for the Cincinnati Reds, helping the Reds to win 7-3 over the Houston Astros. And he had a birthday on this week back in 1942, our beloved Tony Perez. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. Coming up, it'll be Billy May. We'll have Natalie Cole. And here's Sinatra, Count Basie, and Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss. kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Oh, that's such good stuff. The unmistakable sounds of Billy May and his orchestra, an Irving Berlin tune from 1932 called Say It Isn't So. Before that, it was Natalie Cole and a great rendition of a song done so well by Nat King Cole for so many years called Route 66, written by Bobby Troup back in 1946. And we heard from Frank Sinatra with Count Basie's orchestra, a Bart Howard tune from 1954 called Fly Me to the Moon. Felicia Sanders was the first to introduce that. Well, it was on this week back in 1930 that a lady by the name of Ellen Church became the first stewardess for an airline. Church served passengers flying between San Francisco and Cheyenne, Wyoming on United Airlines. And on this week in 1942, famed actor John Barrymore was rehearsing a sketch with Rudy Valli for a scene that refers to the actor's possible death from excessive drinking. Well, 2 weeks later, to the day, John Barrymore died from complications brought about by excessive imbibing. You're listening to Swing. We have time for a couple more right now. It's the best. It's Ella, Billy May's orchestra, and Night and Day.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. Torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
Thank you.
listening to a little bit of Patrick Williams, a great band, and his big band, and a song called All or Nothing at All. And we heard from Ella along with Billy May and a Cole Porter tune called Night and Day. This is Bill Cartwright. I've had a great time tonight. I hope you have too. Please come back again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. But stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.